Just way too aggressive. Half the beer is gone.
Yeah.
Were you purposely shaking?
Yeah, yeah.
Not you. Fine. And welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Matthew Palmquist. With me, as always, Brent Wallace and Kyle Moore. Special guest this week, Nicholas Perry.
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
How are you guys?
Hi, Perry.
Let me finish.
Thanks for having you guys.
Nick Perry.
Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you guys?
I don't like that.
Hang on.
Not one bit. Apologies for the technical difficulties. Brent touched something. I don't know.
Well,
no, yeah, no. You touched something,
and it didn't know there was a second button. That's
Hey.
Hey.
That's all right.
Facebook Marketplace.
You lose some, you lose some. I don't know. Nick, Barry. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Excited
again.
To be here.
Yeah, all right.
Is this your first time on the actual podcast?
No, he's been on here before. He just was really loud in his microphone, so we couldn't really use the audio.
That's right.
Yeah.
What?
I'm doing good, Matt. How are you?
Good, good. I'm better now that it's not working hours and that
it's
I have a drink in my
somewhere.
Hand. Yeah, yeah.
You know, speaking
lots of
that,
lots of drinks. Yeah, please.
No, you.
No, please.
Kyle.
No.
All right, it's Drunktober,
and we are doing every week. One of us brings in another drink.
I had the first week, and I had Old Fashioned.
I had the second week. I brought in a Red Bell.
I had the third week, and I brought in Moscow Mules.
And the reason we brought in Nick Perry today is so he can bring us a drink.
So Perry, what did you bring in today?
I'm doing good.
We need a camera.
Hey, nice. 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 Hey, nice. Clap.
All right, Barry, what did you bring in today?
Well, I was at Fulton Brewery the other day.
Mic up, please.
A little closer.
Yeah, good.
Right,
that's good.
Perfect. So I was at Fulton Brewery the other day, and they had a homemade summer shandy that they were brewing in back. And it makes me think of those cold days and Minnesota when you want a nice little line of Kugel's summer shanty. So
oh yeah,
I thought I'd bring those in today and teach you guys what that's all about.
I'd love it.
Yeah,
let's,
please.
Let's have one.
Yes, let's.
Sorry, someone had to stack the cups.
I didn't.
I
hey,
have.
That's on me.
I mean,
hey, my bad.
I got a new record, so you know, I'm a cup stacker.
Would you like me to hold your microphone?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Appreciate that.
We really do need a camera.
Second time we need a mic. Whatever that those things that capture
that's a camera.
Video.
That's a camera. A video camera. Nick, please explain what you're doing here.
So we got the Fulton Lonely Blonde Ale.
I'm not moving mine. I don't trust it.
And then you mix that with a lemonade seltzer of your choice. Fulton makes a great one, but I can't find it anywhere. So today we got Truly.
I don't think I've ever had.
Both. Shout out to my fiance for letting me take her Truly.
Hey, shout out.
Hey, shout out.
Who is she?
Oh, I mean my fiance, Carly.
Did you?
I'm sorry. What?
The Pat McAfee, the Island Boy.
Carly Asher.
The Island Boy.
I hate you guys
island
so much.
Island Boy. They ate that up. God, that was funny.
I saw the pod.
Oh my god, they're the worst.
I saw the pod titled one of theirs Island Girls. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Talking about them going on
AJ,
tour.
AJ got so mad. They finally stopped singing and he just goes, who like, are those people?
Oh yeah, 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 you done?
He's like mad that those people exist. Who are those people?
I'm an Island Boy.
No, we're done. No, right now. We're done. We're done.
You probably saw that video of those two guys, Perry.
Oh yeah, the Island Boy.
I had to show him.
You showed me.
I know, but he is on TikTok.
Oh okay.
I'm not on TikTok.
Do you watch
TikTok?
That's what I mean. Do you have TikTok?
No. Why would I do that? I don't have time for Twitter.
I don't
think I have time for TikTok.
I had to get social media off my phone, otherwise I would never fall asleep. I just
TikTok will
constantly scroll, and I wouldn't sleep. It was mainly in the morning. I would wake up at like 5, and then for 2 hours I would just be on my phone. So I had to get rid of it off of my
Because you're an island boy.
Oh, my God. I'm done.
We haven't talked about it yet.
Doesn't matter. I'm done.
I was doing that all Saturday.
Really?
Oh. Or not Saturday. God, I don't know.
Bingo? Day.
Well, today's Thursday, thankfully.
Tuesday, then.
That means tomorrow's Friday, finally. And then it's the weekend.
Yes.
It's such a bad day today. I decided I'm taking Monday off.
Good for you.
Bad boy.
Just not working.
Want to go golf?
Yeah.
Want to golf?
Anybody else want
to
golf?
I have to work.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do have to work.
Last week off, I got to enjoy it while I can.
What time you want to eat?
With Annabelle, of course.
Crystal Lake?
Sure.
Perfect. I think there's a buy one, get one.
Because I'm an island boy.
Sorry,
I'm going to sing that the whole round.
I'm going to get that. No. I'm going to get...
I will throw you out of the cart.
I'm going to go to the salon and get their hair style.
You would look great. We wouldn't need to post that.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we would have to.
That could be a nice loser bed right there.
Oh. I don't know. Can you do that with... I don't have enough hair to do that. You'd have to get like a hair. like a not like a stitched on wig, but like you have to wear that for like
get extensions.
Glued. You could have it glued on. Oh,
that would hurt so bad.
So bad.
No, thank you.
So
I'm not going bald then.
I still
like the paintball idea.
Yeah.
I like paintball.
Yeah, Nick, did you hear about that?
I did not hear about that. What's the paintball deal?
You guys go. All right, so.
No.
Oh, my gosh. So we've got a Super Bowl bet. It's Brent and Kyle this year.
Yeah.
Kyle's got the NFC. I've got the AFC.
I have the AFC.
All right, Kyle's got the AFC. Brent's got the NFC. Whoever loses has to do a paintball gauntlet. So they're running through.
So we got run through.
Yeah. Paintball gun gauntlet.
Paintball.
I hate you guys so much. Go back to doing that Island Boys thing.
Island Boy!
That's so much better than the other stuff.
We haven't even had the drink yet.
Nicholas Perry, please walk us through this.
Yeah, so this is just a little Fulton Blonde Ale mixed with a little lemonade seltzer, and it just kind of combines for a nice little summer shandy. It
smells great.
It smells wonderful. Smell hey,
hey. Hey, cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers.
Right over the...
Cheers. Yeah. I'm going over here.
Good job, Kyle.
I'm going over here. Yep.
Actually, very good.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Refreshing.
Yeah,
very refreshing. I like that a lot.
I actually like that more than a summer shandy.
Yeah. It's a nice little mixture that you can play around with lemonade. And...
Right. Huh. Ooh, I bet you like the strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, I'm sure you can do
or the mango lemonade.
Oh. Raspberry lemonade.
Cherry lemonade. Denny, how about a Fanta?
Ooh, that would actually be not too bad.
Yeah, right? Want a Fanta?
Don't you want to?
Oh, Wanta Fanta.
Just tonight.
As Brent reaches for the grenade hot sauce sheet.
Yeah.
That we
shout out to Von Hansen's on that one.
Shout out.
Von Hansen's got it.
Did you get the
Maple Mayhem?
Maple?
I did not.
Oh.
I never used for it at the moment, but now I know where I can get it. So.
Ooh, see, I got 10 pounds of wings in the freezer.
Ooh.
Would you put that on wings? I'd put it on ribs.
Ribs would be really good. I would put it on wings, though. Yes.
Cook that out, like smoke that.
Ooh, what about like a burger? Like, kind of top it with a burger, throw the cheese on top, let it melt over the sauce and the burger.
Sauteed the onions in it.
Even better. I mean,
hey, we should open up a restaurant.
I mean, it'd be silly. How about a bar?
How about a bar? Sure. And then half of it could be a restaurant.
Yeah, right. A bar grill?
There we go.
Bar grills. That's the name
Bar grills.
I like no reason other than just
yep, it's funny. Exactly.
What do we got? The Wild looked amazing.
The Wild are unstoppable.
They're 3-0 right now. After that game against Winnipeg,
I think that was electric. The craziest ending to a game.
You could not script that anymore.
That was easily you could.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movies?
How would you script it more?
Well, just like the movies do.
You just have twisting your mic.
We can just like
the movies do. It ends in a slow motion breakaway. One, two, three.
Charlie Conway.
Top shelf. Yeah, I mean, that's the only way you could have scripted it better.
But if I remember that movie right, there was no coach challenge for the offsides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, exactly. I mean, but we're talking about
and
scripting.
X-goal.
But how do you script that?
When he hit it back. It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that was
incredible.
Yeah, couldn't have scripted it better.
He totally meant to do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that was sweet.
Just slash this puck down.
That was such a nonchalant hat trick. All of his goals were within, like, a foot of the net, so it wasn't even, like, thought about that he had three goals in the game.
Right. The furthest one away was that slap between the legs.
Yeah.
And you were so pumped up about how cool that last goal was, how good of a tic-tac. First, it started with the save, was a great save, and then the tic-tac play coming down the ice.
Right.
You kind of forgot who even scored. You're just like, that was such a sick play.
Right.
And so he didn't get the hat on the, like, the hat's coming over the boards. He just, it was like everyone forgot about it because they were like, Wild scored. That was sweet.
Yeah. Right. We came back from a two-goal deficit in the third period.
It was basically
to win in overtime.
Our three best players are like skill. Well, X not really a skill player, but
he's kind of turned into it. Yeah. He's been playing very well this year.
Our top line is nothing to be like feel bad about. Like, we actually have like a legit first line.
Right.
Foligno's been playing really good. Our fourth line, I've really been impressed with. Bukestad, Sturm, and can't remember who the other guy is. Yeah, no, he's with
Parisi.
He's on the Islanders fourth line. I can tell how you got confused by that.
Yeah.
Bukestad. Yeah, I don't know who else.
But they look really good. I can't remember. But the only thing right now is our defense is the only thing that's kind of shaky, but
yeah, goalies look good.
Yeah,
well,
Talbot.
I mean, 5 goals and 25 shots. Yikes! It wasn't pretty, but they were really good shots.
And he made saves when it counted.
Yeah, he made the saves when it counted. But yeah, no, the Wild are looking really good. Very
happy.
Fun
to watch.
It's very fun to watch.
Still the. What was that?
So Brent just tried to lift his drink through his microphone like a ghost.
I think he wanted the mic to have a sip because it tastes so good.
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
Brent, it will wreck the microphone.
Sorry, what?
To do that.
Shoot.
Static just starts happening.
The TNT broadcast, how they brought in Biz Nasty.
Oh, my God.
With Wayne Gretzky.
It is turning into the Shaq and Charles Barkley show.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And they're not afraid to play off of each other either.
Yeah. And like Gretzky was getting like when Paul said horned up and Gretzky was like, yeah. It was like, that is awesome. Right. That is what we need for hockey.
The best hockey player.
They've already put a 20-second shot clock on Biz giving off points. Or, like, giving his take.
That's awesome.
And then Gretzky comes back.
Yeah, Gretzky from the top rope.
Yeah, Gretzky from the top rope. You know, that says the same length of your shifts in the NHL. And then Biz just looks, he's just defeated. He's like, I can't say anything.
You're right.
He's right, and he's the greatest player of all time. I can't say anything back
to him.
You
yourself had two-minute shifts.
You scored five goals
in the 2 minutes.
Yep.
My favorite is from the Sandbagger Invitationals that they do.
Oh, my God.
When he called the shot clock on Biz for 10 My
shot
God.
Clock.
And then he shanked it, and then he's like, they got in my head.
Or the one that I sent of the most recent one. First three shots, the college prospect, great drive. Wierzynski, another great drive. Whitney's a scratch golfer, so right down the middle. And then Biz's shot. Just a duff two-hopper to the left, and it cuts to Biz Whitney just standing there just, what the fuck was that?
God.
And so everyone just like dies laughing because it was so bad.
So good.
Yeah.
And I like how TNT is letting him play. Like, being able to say, like, when he goes, I hate to say it, but, you know, you got to get horned up in the offensive zone. And, like, let them go. Like, yeah. That is going to create more content and more buzz around that show than trying to restrict him.
I forget his name, but the only non-hockey player, Liam McHugh. No, is that his name?
Liam McHugh.
Yeah. Yeah, where he goes, everything that you said there, Biz, was right, except for the fact that you said that you hated that you had to say that.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, it is good. It is good.
I need to watch that more.
Did you get the score of the Vikings game correct?
Last week?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you did.
No, so I was looking at that too, because I thought I did.
Yeah.
I had the Panthers 31, Vikings 27.
No.
So it was close. It was close.
I was right at 1 point.
21-17.
Yeah. I was close. Until I wasn't.
Yep. In the third quarter. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, since we're on the topic of Vikings, they're on a bye week this week, so we all win.
Thank God.
We all get a Brent. You get a point.
Yes.
Hey, Brent's got 2 points back-to-back, 3 points counting the bye week.
Heating up, baby.
We all have the last 2 weeks, right, picking the Vikings, even if we did have to win in overtime and last-second field goals. That puts the final total right now. I have 3 correct picks. Kyle's got 5. And Brent has 2. Nice. Kyle's got 5 out of the first 6.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's very impressive.
Which one did I get wrong?
The first one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The Bengals game.
That makes sense. Can't win them all.
Are we going to talk about how Cousins is one of the most clutch quarterbacks right now?
I wanted to ask Perry, because our listeners know our takes. We have a guest on today. Perry, how have you thought about the entire Viking season thus far? And highlight a few of the players if you wish.
Well, it's a touchy subject. So
thank
I was
you,
in the
Nick
middle of mowing my lawn the other day when that whole field goal went down for like the 5th straight week. So I was that neighbor like laying in the middle of my yard because I just couldn't believe that we missed another kick. So kicker, huge problem. Kirk, playing out of his mind right now, I gotta say. I mean, he's one Dalvin Cook fumble, one missed field goal away, and we were starting, 4-5-0 for the Browns, heading into that Browns game.
Browns.
I mean,
Browns.
He's doing good. I think Zimmer's got to go. I think the Zimmer era in Minnesota is over. He had a good run, but I think the way the team's looking, I think it's time to move on. Kubiak's doing some cool stuff, I feel like, but I just feel like Zimmer's like that anchor. You know, a lot like the Wileys, sometimes you just got to cut them. You know, take the hit and just move on.
Yeah,
like the Parisi Suter deal, but yeah, I mean, they're playing good.
Wait,
they're
we just don't have Parisi and Suter anymore?
No. Thank God.
Damn it. I agree with you. Zimmer, Cousins is saving Zimmer right now.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
His play is saving Zimmer.
Yeah.
And his fourth quarters are
17 game winning drives.
Unbelievable.
This year.
He's had a game winning drive in every game this year.
He had 2 last game.
Yeah.
Last game, he had 2 game winning drives. He just.
The crazy thing is, it's gotten to the point now where I'm watching the game. And I'm just like, all right, we're going to get into field goal range. I don't even think twice about it now.
It's almost
Kirk is just moving down
automatic.
The field.
It's almost like
it's automatic.
Aaron Rodgers, like, too much time on the clock.
The KJ Osborne throw for the touchdown game winner.
Wow.
If you look back at the tape, there was a check down to Thielen. He was wide open for a check down, and he goes for the game-winning throw.
A great throw.
Well, because he probably knows that they can't kick a field goal.
Yeah, right.
You know, so,
yeah.
Or you got to be 15 yards away.
He's used to throwing that check down. You know, worst case, we'll kick the field goal and win the game that way. But now he's like, nope, I can't do that.
Right.
You know, I got to look end zone every play.
Right.
And it was a great throw.
Right. I was more impressed with the Thielen touchdown.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
Throw and catch. Yeah.
The catch was unbelievable.
The catch was unbelievable. The throw, dude's got a picture size 1 foot by 1 foot window to throw that ball.
Okay, so you just lifted your arm.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
No, I know. In the video,
it's
so bad.
Oh, it's terrible,
so
dude.
Bad. Oh man.
Yeah. No, I was cooking dinner, so I was running around the house.
No, I get it. It was just.
Oh, but yeah, no, I was
wearing that
it was
shirt
bet, yeah.
In the
I know,
video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I've seen a lot of you in this.
Thanks.
Yeah. Look good.
Thanks. Nice. Good. I think so.
Look good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Dude's unreal.
But he'll never get the credit.
Nope. And we are bad.
And we've got a tough schedule coming up.
What do we got?
Dallas is next.
Dallas prime time.
Clap.
Hey, Kirk does good in prime time.
Clap.
Yeah.
This year he does.
Dallas prime time, then at the Ravens. So the Cowboys game is home. Then we're at Baltimore, at the Chargers, who are...
They're kind of up and down now.
They're up and down, but they're
still
good.
Really good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Then it's San
home against the Packers.
Packers, and then it's San
Fran. And then it's at 49ers, at Lions, home against the Steelers, at the Bears, home against the Rams, who are sneaky good. I mean, not really sneaky, but
the Rams?
Matt Stafford is...
I don't know if they're sneaky
elite.
Good. I just think
they're good. Yeah, yeah.
Good for Stafford.
At the Packers, and then the last game is home against the Bears.
Bears. I think the Rams are minus 15 favorites against the Lions this week.
Like, oh, yeah, 15-point favorites?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Stafford against the Lions, yeah.
That's crazy.
They're 15-point favorites?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hammer.
Tampa Bay is 12.5-point favorites against the Bears.
Wow.
Duh, Bears.
That will be very tough for Justin Fields. Yeah, we have a really tough schedule coming up.
Yeah.
These next, like, four or five, if we can get two or three of those as wins.
If we can get three out of them, I mean,
we have
that's
to.
Nuts.
If we want a shot at playoffs, kind of
the biggest
to.
Yeah. Chances
playoffs.
To win, the biggest chances we have to win, I would say, surprisingly, I would think the Cowboys, the Niners, and I think we can take one from the Packers.
See, I think we can beat the Ravens, the Niners, and then the Packers at home. There's no way we're beating the Cowboys right now.
I think we can beat the Cowboys.
They're 5-1. They are clicking.
They just won an overtime thriller too, though.
We have matched up against them, though. Before.
We have matched up really well. But their defense right now,
dude. Trayvon Diggs has as many
touchdowns as his brother does.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And he's a defensive player.
Yeah. Are they actually brothers?
Yeah. Trayvon and Stephon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They both have two touchdowns.
And he's a...
And he's a cornerback.
Yeah.
He's so good. 7 interceptions in 6 games.
Yep. At least one in each game.
That's crazy.
They're clicking.
That is incredible.
Yeah. That's what scares me about the Cowboys.
Are you okay today? What happened over there? You okay?
He just decided to punch his microphone
after he just wants to give it a drink. And, I don't know about you.
Sorry, Perry.
But I'm feeling 22.
Nice.
No, that whole Trayvon Diggs take, it's, you know, the other part of it is he really just that bad and he just gets targeted that much. I mean, if you look at his picks, it's not like he's jumping routes. It's the deep ball that gets underthrown.
He did give up the deep ball the next
play. Yeah.
He did give up
that was such a
valid.
That was such a crazy turn of events that he gets the pick six and then the very next play gets beat on the long ball and they score.
Dude, the primetime games this year have been so good.
Right.
They have come down to the wire every single game. It's so fun to watch right now.
The only one that kind of sucked was the Buccaneers-Patriots one.
Yeah.
That one was kind of lame.
Yeah.
Still, it came down to a field goal.
Yeah, but it was like, was it like 14-12 or whatever the score was?
Well,
like,
hey, it's just
pouring,
a good defensive battle.
Pouring rain.
It's not fun to watch.
Pouring rain.
I wanted to see.
It's like a 1-0
Buccaneers
hockey game.
32, Patriots like 28. Like,
Mac Jones, never mind.
I wanted to see that kick go through and it go Belichick versus Brady, Belichick defense versus Brady's offense. And what was it, 50 seconds left or something like that?
Too much time for Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
Like, that's
too much time for Tom.
Tom Boyd. Too much time for Cousins, too. So
hey, too much time for Cousins.
Yeah, that's like double the time.
Yeah.
What else we got?
We still have the same record as the Chiefs, right?
Hey.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Patrick
RIP the Chiefs.
Looks terrible.
He looks so bad.
They got the Titans this week. Derrick Henry is going to destroy that defense.
I picked Tennessee to win that game.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd pick.
Yeah, when nobody can stop Derrick Henry.
No. He is unstoppable.
Stack the box against him. He just runs right through
you. Yep, still can't stop.
He did like the stiff arm highlight thing to a linebacker this week, or this past week. Like, threw him to the ground. The last year one was Josh Norman, kind of lighter guy.
Yeah.
Just yeeted him. Yeah.
And it was only a 5-yard run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a flag, too. It got brought back. It didn't even count.
Yeah.
Like.
And then this week he did it to a linebacker, probably an extra 40, 50 pounds on him, and
at least
digs him into the ground, and then like it was like a 2-yard gain. But yeah, it was still just like, oh my God.
We talked about this. He reminds me a lot of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
He just, how he runs, how he. It's physical and
very upright runner.
I just remember,
except he's a creative player on Madden.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember Peterson used to just
his MVP year.
Rock guys.
Yeah, you remember Peterson, was it the Bengals or Steelers or somebody, and the linebacker stepped up to hit him in the hole, and Peterson just knocked him out and ran him over him for like a 30-yard run.
Yeah, right?
Like, the dude's laying on the ground trying to figure out where he's at. Yeah. Like,
hey, wake up, buddy.
Yeah.
But, I remember he caught the ball. Turned, took 2 steps and flattened the guy. It wasn't like he was running full speed. No, it was 2 steps and he murdered someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only a few of those guys.
I think
that
was OJ.
he just whipped people.
Always kid.
Always kid, I should say, yeah.
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 Teeth and peas. What else we got?
We could talk keg league if you don't have anything.
Yeah,
keg league.
I mean, we're all four of us are in. All four of us are in.
Me
the
and
keg
Brent
league.
Play this week.
Do we?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I haven't looked. I haven't even set my lineup.
Two juggernauts going against each other.
The game just started too.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I have any. Browns.
Are you 5-1?
Broncos.
I am 5-1.
Oh, here we go, Kyle.
Perry.
You're gonna kill me. Did you beat him last week?
The
Cheers
score
to another
thing.
Hard fight.
Remember?
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah, a little controversy in the keg league for you. So, a little recap for our listeners here. So,
or what?
The Monday night game ends, right? I am up on Kyle Moore here by at least 0.5. It was like 2 points.
Yeah, it was.
I text
two.
Him good game because it came down to the wire. Next day, I log in. I was supposed to be like 3-0. Now I'm 2-1. Somewhere in ESPN's network, I lost 2 points and lost to Kyle Moore. But there were no stat corrections and no history of where these points went. And Kyle went on, is now 5-1, and I'm sitting at 3-3 because my team's horrible.
I thought it was fair. I thought they made the right call, and it just was
what
was
needed. But
who made
the call? No call was made. It just happened.
Them did it.
Them did it?
Them did
it. Yeah. Yeah, and then I ended up winning, what, by like .0 whatever? I don't even know what the...
.8.
.8.
.82.
Why is Mayfield out?
Shoulder?
His fingers hurt.
Shoulder.
His fingers.
He's got a yard
Did Kale
sale.
Just give up?
I don't know why.
Because he's 0-6.
Did he update his roster?
Bobby's also 1-5, so.
Who is Bobby beat?
Honestly, probably me.
Yeah, it's going to come down to those two. Bobby. Although, dude, I shouldn't be doing this well.
Oh, but you are. You have a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
I have the third.
You have 4 quarterbacks.
Okay.
Why do you have 4 quarterbacks?
3.5. Deshaun Watson is.
Is that where all the quarterbacks are?
I have Deshaun
My quarterback's
Watson.
On by this way. I go to pick him up. I got like Jimmy G to choose from. That's it. He's just Jimmy G.
Want Deshaun Watson.
He's got Tom, Mac Jones, Carson Wentz, and then Watson.
Yeah.
So
you have like
literally
2 quarterbacks combined.
Yeah.
Sorry.
On our way, the waiver wire in the keg league, the quarterbacks available: Tua, who was dropped this week,
Tonga Vailola,
Taysom Hill, and Trey Lance are the next 2 options after that. Those are the quarterbacks available in this league.
People are keeping them for trade.
Well, Deshaun Watson is going to come in clutch when he gets traded next week.
Why, you need a quarterback?
If he doesn't get traded,
no, I got Jimmy G.
Never mind.
I'm screwed.
He's gonna crush it.
Yeah. Brent is what? You're 6-0, 5-1.
5-1 now.
5-1. Your draft day. So in the app, you can do final standing projection.
Yep.
Your draft day has you at the 12th ranked team. Your final projection 10th.
For real?
Yeah.
And you're 5-1.
And you're 5-1.
What is
that's
mine?
That's kind of dumb.
Right.
Like,
I think I'm like
your draft day was 8. Your final projection is 3.
And that I'm the same record as you.
I'm in like the middle though for points
Kale
4.
Sixth.
Oh,
where
they have Kale as the 6th ranked.
He was the 6th ranked on draft day, and now he's 14th.
Oh,
I mean he did have like Dalvin and
I have like the I'm in the middle of the pack for points 4, and I'm like 3rd. Or I'm like the most points against, or like
got
the
it.
Least amount of points against.
Yeah.
You know, so, defense wins championships, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Defense
really,
wins championships.
I'm the 3rd most points against.
Yeah.
And
I'm 2-4.
As soon as my luck gets flipped, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
But you
but
just,
I just
you
need
just
to get
gotta,
to that. Yeah. I need to get to the halfway point
yep.
so that way I'm good.
Yep. That's all that matters in the cake league.
Yeah. I have been on the loser bracket each year.
Really?
Oh, no, I made it one. I lost to you in the championship.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the 1 year.
I've won it once.
Yeah.
What?
And I got 3rd another year, right. I think.
What are we thinking?
I need to send that out.
Do you have something?
What are you thinking?
No, for the end of the year thing.
Yeah, the first Saturday.
Of
playoffs.
Yeah, the sixth, what do we
it
say?
It was like
16th?
The 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
That's what. Whoa. Just January?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
I was thinking it was December, but
oh.
No, it's not until January.
Correct.
I still don't know what.
I was just making sure that it wasn't like the week before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody's thinking.
Probably wouldn't be the best idea. What else we got?
We got to give score predictions and. Oh, wait, we have
a
bye
week.
B-week. Dang it.
We could. What do you think? What do you think?
I think we're going to win.
I think it's going to be a tie. No contest.
Wow. Just literally no contest.
No.
Honestly, I think we're going to lose. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Like someone's jumping off a cliff in
Hawaii.
Yeah,
probably.
This is like the first time we've all been on different pages. Perry, where are you at?
Figure out the other page.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ty.
Ty?
Ty.
Yeah, I'm going to pray we don't get like some Teddy Two Glove news like we did that 1 year.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
And like Kirk Cousins stays healthy through the bye week.
Yeah, T's and P's.
Yeah. So that would just be
just going to knock on as much wood as possible.
Yep.
Yeah, we know that's not it.
What else do we got?
The Wolves won.
They
electric.
They were favorites too against the Rockets. They're
the
5.5-point favorites.
The Rockets are the worst team in the league.
Hey, that means the Wolves are not. I think
they still won.
I think we handed it to them.
It was like 124-106 or something.
Nice. Yeah. So we covered.
Mm-hmm. I looked at the stats. It was like Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, and D'Angelo Russell all had like 20, 30 points. The next closest scorer on our team had 9.
Good.
Nice.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, I had something.
Oh,
Brent
wow.
had something.
I want to give an update to my Disney top songs.
Oh, hey.
Oh, okay. We haven't played songs in a while.
No, we really haven't. Do you have your hookup?
No. I want to change my top song.
Oh.
Hold on. Take us back. What was your top song?
Let It Go.
I thought it was
Yuck.
Life is a Highway.
I love that song.
Life is a Highway was number
2. Life is a highway.
I want to screw everything down and put this number 1.
Okay. Yes. So you're like, you have friends over. And you're like, guys,
listen to this.
This
song.
Is my song, and then it's Jack Sparrow on a spinning wheel fighting Orlando Bloom.
The reason I say it is because when you hear it, you want to watch those movies. I want to watch those movies.
I would watch the first one, and that's about
it. Yeah, me too. That's all I watch. From there on, they suck.
I take that back. You would only want to watch the first movie. Because there's
like
7
movies?
Of them.
No, I do. I've only seen the first one.
Yeah, that's all you need to see.
I've seen like 2.5 of them.
After the second one, I was like, yeah, I'm done.
This is just, now they're just pulling at
it. Yeah, no, it doesn't make me want to watch the movie.
Every time I'm like, God, that's a good movie. I should watch that again.
That seems like a good sign.
I never watch it.
Like, as the Uber's rolling up and you're about to go down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you fire that that's up as you're walking.
As you walk up. Yeah, I like that idea.
You look over, one of your friends is in a full pirate costume. How did you get that? You have a sword.
I don't know.
I don't think you can bring that into the bar.
Uber, do you have the ox?
Your car, that's your awesome. Uber turns into a boat.
Perry, what's your, to put you on the spot here, yeah. Just give us your, you could try to give us your number one Disney song, but you could go through like three,
Are you, you're a big Disney guy.
Not as big as you.
Well, nobody's.
Let's be real here. He's a,
he goes there all the time.
He's a maniac, maniac.
Let it go up there.
Why?
The classic Hakuna Matata.
Yeah,
you know,
great one.
What was the first one you said?
Let it go. I mean, that's just a classic. I mean, that's just...
It's just a good song.
Yeah. Then Hakuna Matata, and then... I'll probably say the Miracle soundtrack after that.
Oh.
That whole movie.
Have you ever studied to the Miracle soundtrack?
No.
I have.
Why?
Because it's all instrumental. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about words going into your brain while you're reading or studying.
I could never listen to words.
You said, have you studied the Miracle soundtrack?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could picture every scene in your head as you're listening to it, but...
And actually, if you just watch the intro, it's like a whole history lesson in itself.
Yeah, you know, right? So.
Until the very end when they start playing Aerosmith.
Dream on!
Dream on! That was such like... That was probably right at the end. What do we use for the ending credits?
Let's go with Steven Tyler, Aerosmith.
Dream
such
on.
A good point. Like, just like a huge song. Just,
yeah, that'll work.
I mean, it's for dreamers, right?
Yeah.
Living on a Prayer. No.
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 Whoa!
Too mainstream.
Tom Petty, we won't back down. I mean, hey, he's on to something.
Yeah, he's getting closer.
Still no Aerosmith.
What about Dream On by Aerosmith?
He's on to something.
I like that.
I like that guy.
Who is that guy? That's the intern. Bring him here.
He's hired.
Yeah, those are good songs.
What about Tarzan? The full soundtrack from Tarzan.
When I was a kid, I used to listen to that every night.
I mean, it's Phil Collins.
Like you need that white noise in the background. Fall asleep to when you're a kid. Yeah.
I love
Tarzan is my jam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you're a kid, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't listen to it last night.
Yeah.
I don't go, Alexa, play Disney music on Pandora as I'm laying in bed.
Alexa, play our nighttime soundtrack, please. Yeah.
Nick's Nighty.
It's the song!
Playing Nick's Nighty Night soundtrack.
I love the memes of the Tarzan soundtrack where it's like Phil Collins in the booth. It's like, all right, this is just a Disney movie. You don't need to like do whatever. And then like the drums start, and everyone's like, he doesn't. What the hell is he doing?
I can feel it
coming in the air tonight.
That's a great.
Sound.
I was going to say soundtrack.
I like that song.
It's a good soundtrack, too.
Can I pet that dog?
Man. What else we got?
I don't know. Perry, you got anything?
No, not mine.
How bad does college football stink? How's St. Thomas doing in the new D1?
Oh, yeah.
D1 hockey program. How'd they
No.
Like I told you the other day.
Why is he mad?
You didn't go to that school.
I don't want to get on the topic of college hockey.
No?
How are you doing?
Not good.
I really have no clue.
Did you see the St. Cloud Minnesota game?
No.
No.
You guys didn't see the no call?
I watched some of it.
The no call.
No.
No.
This is an offline conversation.
All right. How's St. Thomas doing?
You know, they're doing good. All things considered.
Hey, that's good.
All right, first game, played St. Cloud.
I'm sorry.
We just blocked that out of our memory. We don't talk about that one.
Second game?
Very good. We only lost 2-0.
Who'd you play?
St. Cloud.
No, we'll block that one too.
No. 2-0 against St. Cloud. We'll take it.
All right.
We'll considering night one was 12-0.
I think they played their backups.
They went.
Didn't they score? I thought it was like 12-2.
The first game.
Yeah, it's 12.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't score a goal.
Yeah, the first game. But they blocked that out, though.
One goal a game average.
Hey, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Got to think of the positives. Although,
I did hear when you play teams like St. Cloud and them, like, you don't want to take 14 penalties in a game.
Yeah. Well, no.
I heard that makes a tough game.
It makes it really hard. You can't really score when you have one less player.
Yeah, they were 7-for-10 on par. Oh, so you're hacked. That's how you
So you're just mad.
Yeah.
7-for-10.
They just came out fighting. The first game ever, they just want to fight.
Hey, you got to set the tone once in a while, right? Then it takes a while for the, you know, Gopher club hockey team to transition to actually playing D1. So, you know, they had to come down the street and help us out there a little bit.
That's nice of them.
It was. Oh, we did get a transfer from Anchorage before the season. So,
nice.
You know, we're getting that recognition from the other fourth liners around the nation.
The Nanooks.
Yeah, that want to play.
If it helps, we stink too.
I'm really looking forward to Hockey Day Minnesota when the St. Thomas Tommies take on the Mankato Mavericks. Roll Toms.
Go Mavs.
Horns up, baby.
Hey, horns up.
Oh.
You mean,
oh.
No. For that game, horns up.
Yeah.
Tune in for the upset.
Are we all going?
Yeah, I'm in.
Mankato.
Yeah,
what day? Is it?
Yeah. It's like February something.
I'm in.
I don't think I'm busy.
We have a spot to crash.
Yeah, we're all staying at Aaron's apartment.
I'll be there.
Aaron doesn't know this, but we're
staying
at his apartment.
You know what? If St. Thomas beats Mankato, if. Big if.
You mean when?
No, if.
What are we ranked?
Number 2,
yeah.
I believe.
Number 2.
Like I said, when?
Hello, number 2.
I think all Minnesota teams are...
Top 15, top 20.
We started the season 19.
Yep, I'm 19.
So is Matt.
We play you on November 18th.
All joking aside,
precursor.
Whatever clown at St. Thomas thought it was a good idea
to go D1?
To schedule a game. No, not go D1. We had to.
Good point.
We got kicked out of D3 because we beat him. We beat our conference so bad.
It's a great point.
Just either go to D2 and then eventually go D1 or just go straight D1.
Were you playing hockey? Did you guys have club. An actual – it was club hockey?
No, we had a
– It was D3?
Yeah, we had D3 hockey.
Oh.
So your hockey team was doing well too? Or was it just the football team that
so
killed
So everybody everyone? Beat our conference. All of St. Thomas beat the MIAC. It's kind of what happened.
Okay.
Out of conference, like nationally, we didn't always do that great. Track and field did good. Basketball did good. I mean, we had our runs, but we weren't like as dominant as football.
Yeah.
Where we just ran through our conference every year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we beat Little McAllister 96-3 that it became a big problem.
That's not legal.
And even I, after that game, I was there. It was bad. I mean, like 2-point trick plays
were
in
still
the fourth quarter. Like, it was brutal. I mean, it was
2-point trick.
You ever seen the Family Guy episode where Peter's playing as Bo Jackson and he runs all the way around the field? Yeah. That's all I'm picturing.
Or the fake high school game that happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was kind of a.
I don't even remember
that,
what the team was anymore.
I don't remember either.
I don't either.
The first St. Thomas football game I ever went to, I think we're playing Concordia.
Bet you
Bakke's
won.
Old team. Oh. That's why I went, because he was kicking for them.
Augusta?
Gustavus.
Yep. Sorry.
Gustavus.
Yeah.
Like
the golf course.
Sorry,
so,
keep going.
So they line up, right? They go from like 40 to 40, the center of the field, right? That's their football team. St. Thomas literally went end zone to end zone with some in the back.
Oh, no.
It was so dumb. I mean, we proceeded to go out and pummel them because we had 3 different teams that we could just send out there at any time.
Yeah.
So
college football does need to do something about how many players they have on the team.
Like
it's unbelievable.
It's so stupid. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We got 4 teams on our sideline, and only one of them is going to see the field.
Right.
Like, you know, maybe second team and just cut it there, you know, the third team, I guess.
Everybody's getting that academic scholarship, though.
It's like college lacrosse, too. They have so many players.
Yeah.
So many players. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to have those D-meds.
I didn't play lacrosse. I have no clue what we're talking about.
No. You. You said Augusta.
Yeah, I did.
So I
think I was thinking Gustavus and yeah. Augustana.
I went through the whole minor league baseball.
Oh no!
And minor league hockey teams.
Again? Are we doing this again this year? Are we doing? You want in?
You want in?
What is it?
So for Christmas last year, we picked three names out of a hat that were minor league baseball teams, and we got each other apparel from those teams. So I had the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
I had the Richmond Flying Squirrels.
And I had the normal Corn Belters.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in for that.
Yeah. So I went through the whole every level, and I think I have like 63 names.
I still have the ones from last time too.
Do you?
Yeah, they're somewhere.
And Augusta Green Jackets.
Oh,
there's a team called Augusta Green Jackets.
No.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that's definitely on the list.
Yep.
But if we were down to do that, I can bring the list next week.
Yep, I'm in.
Yeah.
I can do that.
That'd be silly.
You want in?
I'm in, man.
All right.
Sweet. All right. Do we have anything else?
No.
I don't think so.
Let's play some darts, huh?
We could play darts.
Sure, not during the podcast, so that wouldn't be very exciting to listen to.
Hold on.
And Brent just hit a triple one.
Ones are closed.
I got a triple one.
Ones are closed.
All right, let's play.
I don't want to play with him.
He just hit a triple 20. Yeah. All right.
180. Yeah, no, I'm warmed up.
All right, let's put a wrap to it.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
I'm Brent Wallace.
I'm Nick Perry.
That's Nick Perry.
Woo!
We are the North Starcast, wishing you a very, very happy International Day of the Nacho.
Nacho!